Only about 10% of the milk cheesemakers use turns into actual cheese. That leaves a lot of milky wastewater. Think of the milky water you're left with when you rinse out an empty glass, but on a much bigger scale. Comstock Creamery is a small cheese producer in Comstock in western Wisconsin. Assistant Executive Manager Tom Masici says they produce about 50,000 gallons of wastewater per day that needs to either be treated or spread over farm fields as a low-grade fertilizer. Since they can't afford a treatment plant, he says they've been sending their waste to the farm.
Well, we did land spreading, but it became problematic with, you know, regulations.
Land spreading is tightly regulated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources because the wastewater has high levels of phosphorus and nitrogen that could run off into nearby lakes and streams, causing oxygen depletion and blooms of noxious algae. But in the community of Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, a startup company called Greenway Energy is using wastewater from Comstock Creamery and other cheese plants to make natural gas and produce electricity for the local grid, as well as heat. The $30 million construction project, which included green energy tax credits and loans, wrapped up this spring. The centerpiece is what's called an upflow anaerobic digester. Eric Ludi is a lab technician and son of one of the company's founders. He points to a huge concrete wall laced with dozens of large pipes.
This is the main production floor. The whole plant is built around two 2-million-gallon reactors. So behind this wall that you're looking at right now, there's 4 million gallons of water.
That water is filled with anaerobic bacteria that eat the dairy wastewater and produce methane gas. Ludi says the gas is treated and eventually powers two 20-cylinder generators.
They look like massive locomotive engines, and that's basically what they are. They're powered entirely on biogas, which is a mix of methane and CO2. Trace amounts of some other materials like hydrogen sulfide, and they pump out about 3.2 megawatts of electricity.
Some dairy plants, meat processors, and even breweries have their own biodigesters. In Milwaukee, the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe has just started operating a biodigester that's similar to Greenway's, but smaller. But co-founder Tom Ludi says his is the first privately owned company to contract for multiple sources of food wastes.
We also do soy waste from soy protein. We do mustards and dressings and horseradish waste food products here. Several different ones besides dairy, but dairy is the main one.
Before Ludi could start Greenway, he had to buy his bacteria, which he calls bugs, in the form of feed sludge from a brewery in La Crosse and a meatpacking plant in Green Bay.
The secret is the more you put in to start with, the less time it takes to start. So we hauled in here as much as we could afford, and now we are going through our startup process.
Greenway is running at about 50% capacity as they wait for their bacteria to reproduce, but they're already having a big impact on the area. Tom Ludi says they're keeping hundreds of thousands of gallons of wastewater off the ground every day. And he says testing shows that each day they're keeping about 1,000 pounds of phosphorus from getting into rivers and lakes. Looking to the future, Ludi hopes to make and sell excess natural gas, sell heat to nearby cheese plants, and process their leftover sludge to make fertilizer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.